Let's take a look at the Redskins offense down in the red zone. Now, it's very important if you're going to play zone defense that each defender has to be able to count to three. Let's take a look. You got one, two, three receivers, and you've got one, two, three defenders. Now, if your defender is responsible for number three, this guy's number two, this guy's number one. You've got to be able to count them, because if they should change and do some different things, you've got to eventually end up on the guy who's in your area. Now, let's take a look at what they do with their receivers to confuse the zone concepts. You've got one, two, three, but now three will become one. This guy's two, and then that guy's three. But as you can see, highlight this linebacker there. I'll play it. He just follows his guy in, and there's no one to take the new number one into the end zone. Zone principles mean that you zone off an area and you take the next guy in your area. Now, let's take a look at the Washington Redskins run game. Alfred Morris is the runner. Now, this is just a basic stretch zone run play here, and no one's able to get him on the ground. And by the time a defender is off a block, he's down the field. Let's take a look at it. It's just good, clean running. You've got to be able, your linebackers here have got to be able to get off blocks, and then the linebacker who's not blocked has to get over to make the play. As you can see, no one gets blocked. They're all walled off, and Morris runs the distance here. He's got good balance, and you've got to get him at the line of scrimmage. Let me run it back again. You'll see the linebacker here. Keep an eye on this guy. He should be here setting the wall, but he gets walled off. And by the time he gets there, he's too late. Morris is through. Follow the flow of the ball if you're the linebackers, and you've got to press the line of scrimmage. Now, let's take a look at the Redskins defense. Here they're showing a lot of guys at the line of scrimmage. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Possibly an eighth potential rusher. Now, you know they're going to bring some guys out, but offensively, you have one, two, three, four, five, six, seven to block potentially eight. The key here is knowing where your guy is and not being fooled into a fake blitzer. Now, I'll run this, but you've got to keep your eye out. Tackles. Tackles will have to look out. Look out. Whichever guy comes from the outside, that's who the tackles take. The inside guys can switch off on these guys. Let's take a look and see what happens. Here's a free man here. They ran a little twist. The guard went too far out, and the outside guy comes in, makes the tackle. Again, let's take a look at it. When there are a lot of potential rushers, communication is key between these two guys here. Because if a twist comes, he takes it, and this guy takes the next guy outside. Communication is key. There's your twist. Here it is again. Watch your twist. There's the twist. I'll freeze it. He's got the twist. The guard never picks up the inside guy, resulting in a sack of the quarterback.